You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and if you were ever wondering, or if you have or know someone that has Charles Bonnet syndrome, there is a podcast out there that you might be interested in. And to tell us more, I am joined by Shaman Foyd. Shaman, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Hubert. Thanks for having me here.
So before we get into talking about the podcast, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are?
Okay, well, my name is Shaman, and I actually live in New York City in Queens, New York. And for my day job, what I do is I do marketing, and I'm in a discipline that's called programmatic, and I enjoy that. That's like digital marketing and all this futuristic stuff. So I really enjoy that. And then what I do, I have a few hobbies. I'm into video and into a few other things. I have a YouTube channel also, giving tutorials. But I started this podcast, and it is called the Charles Bonnet Syndrome Podcast. And I started it last year, and the first episode published in November of 2023. And so far we have 23 episodes. And I'm getting good feedback from it. People are saying that it's helping them and it's making a difference, spreading awareness and hope and support about the condition. So that's a little bit about me and a little bit about the podcast. We can go a little deeper into it, I'm sure, if you would like to.
So let's talk about the format of the podcast. What can listeners expect when they listen?
I actually aim for every episode to be between 45 minutes and an hour, but some are shorter and some are longer. And it's primarily an interview-based podcast. And what I do is I interview people that actually have Charles-Bonnet syndrome and caregivers and also medical professionals and PhDs and people that have any interest in the condition. I have them all come together, not all in one episode, but I purposely wanted this podcast to be a podcast for CBS in general. I didn't just want the caregivers to have one podcast and then the people that actually have the condition to have one podcast. And I feel like by having everybody come together, it can just bring more awareness and we can spread some hope and we can just make some progress. So that's a little bit about the podcast and how it's the format.
How come you started the podcast? What got you to do it?
Well, I'm actually a caregiver for someone that has Charles-Bonnet syndrome, and they're pretty private themselves, so I don't really talk about them too much, but I am a caregiver for them. And as I saw them struggling with the condition, I was just trying to think of ways that I could support them. And what I do is actually attend support groups. Dr. Gary Cusick has a weekly support group in the US, and I've attended other support groups around the world also. What happened is I just had an overwhelming feeling to start a podcast about Charles-Bonnet syndrome late last year. So I actually talked to Dr. Cusick and I talked to Eva Potts, who actually co she was a co-host for several episodes, but she has a organization that she's starting called Mary Carmel's Light, and it's actually similar to like Esme's Umbrella in the UK, which Judith Potts started, but it's like a US based. It's not affiliated, but it's for people with Charles-Bonnet syndrome and to spread awareness and some things like that. So I spoke to her about it and a few other people, and they said, "Yeah, go for it. We'll support you." So just came together like that, and I started recording the episodes, and I'm learning as I go because I never did any kind of podcast before this. So that's a little bit about the origin and how it started.
How regularly are the episodes published?
So initially, I was publishing the episodes every week on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. New York time, and I think that's what would that be? Probably around 2 p.m. or so, the UK time or Greenwich time. But since I was kind of like a one-man show doing most of the things on my own, well, everything on my own, I said I had to switch to a bi-weekly schedule. So I just recently did that. So now every 2 weeks, you're actually going to get an episode that's going to be released at 9 a.m. New York time. And let me get that right. So that's 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 2 p.m. UK time.
Talking about Charles-Bonnet syndrome, it's quite an interesting topic that I've certainly learned a lot about in my line of work. But what is the most interesting thing you've learned about Charles-Bonnet syndrome while doing the podcast?
I was really frustrated about Charles-Bonnet syndrome and how it had a lack of support and how a lot of people still to this day don't know much about it. So by me actually hosting this podcast, I was able to speak to people that were experts and researchers and doctors. So one thing that was encouraging for me and that I like and that was interesting to me is to find that there are quite a few people that actually care about this condition. They're actually researching this condition. They're working tirelessly to come up with treatments and maybe even a cure. Before you come with a cure, You have to figure out what's causing the condition. So that's really one thing that was very interesting to me. And another thing is that as many commonalities as it is, which there are many, like people see people that are like soldiers or people in period clothes and stuff, there are a lot of differences too. So it's one of those things that is, as much as we know, there's a lot that we seem not to know. So those are two interesting things that definitely come to my mind.
And to finish off with, how people can reach you and potentially even be a guest on the show.
So you can email me at cbsyndromepodcast@gmail.com. So once again, that's cbsyndromepodcast@gmail.com. And just let me know, say hi, ask any questions, or you can just let me know that maybe you have CBS or you have some information about it and would like to potentially be a guest. And I actually have a scheduling software that I'll send them a link to so they can schedule a time if they're able to. And if they're unable to use that or not tech savvy, they can we can just schedule a time with the email. You can actually listen to the podcast anywhere that podcasts are available. So as Apple Podcasts, that's Spotify, that is Amazon Music, and it's available on all of the popular podcast apps too. So you can just and if you can type it in your computer or on your tablet or something, you can do that. Or you can just speak to your speaker or to, you know, something. I don't want to say it because I don't want it to go off.
That is excellent. Well, Shaman Foy, thank you very much for coming on and telling us about the Charles Bonnet Syndrome podcast here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for what you're doing for the blind and visually impaired community. And it's great to have this radio station as a resource. And I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.